the Steve Cochran Show.
It is 8:42, and happy to have in studio Lori Benson. She worked with Phil Donahue for quite some time when she was seven. Phil's, are we a senior producer?
Senior producer, yeah.
Oh, I love Phil. How's he doing health wise? He's okay?
He's doing great. He's 82 and in New York and living the life.
Marlo looks fantastic, doesn't she?
Yep. She's
amazing.
Yep. And she's busy as ever, so they're doing great.
You did, I don't know how to describe it, really. It's a memoir of an adoption, I suppose, about your own experience. And now you've got a new book out called Adopting Hope, where you talk about adoptees like me and stuff that we went through as a group and try to answer some questions. So tell everybody your background a bit.
Yeah, so I placed a child for adoption in 1981. It was, of course, the most terrible time of my life. And got through it and eventually was reunited. She was age 16 and she looked me up and I wanted to be found, so it wasn't hard for her.
And what state were you in?
I was in Florida at that point. And
so that would have been 97?
98.
It's pretty progressive for Florida, because I can tell you from my own experience, the country has not made that easy.
Well, Florida really had nothing to do with it.
Oh, really?
Because we went through the cradle here in Chicago, and the records were there. She went to the cradle, and my permission was there. So Florida didn't have to do
it. You were open adoption before it was cool.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
In fact, I fought for more openness at the cradle because 6 months after the adoption, I was told the records are now final. But I had exchanged a letter with the adoptive mom, and we had agreed to exchange information. But now it was closed, and they said, we can't do anything. It took 3 years before I was able to get some information.
It's amazing how closed off things still are. New York State's one of the worst, and I've got a niece whose husband's adopted, and he would like to go through the experience I went with, which was a health record search initially.
Mm-hmm.
But the point being, adoptees are entitled to the same thing biological children are entitled to, and that's to know who you are.
Exactly.
And I've told adoptive parents this from the moment all this went down in 2003 for me to today. It's not a risk if you love your kids.
Right.
Your kids are your kids. Your parents are the people that raised you. You still can have a mom and a dad somewhere in the world, and you're entitled to your health records, but you're also entitled to know who you are.
Right. And I think the key to success really is if all parties act out of love and not fear and
right.
not need and not anger or any of those things. If you act out of love, you're going to do the right thing. And the child does have the right to know who they are and where they came from. The birth parents do have rights to, you know, what their decision will be as far as a relationship. But certainly that initial meeting is important to have.
In New York State, there's a registry in Illinois. And I worked with a state rep here, Sarah Feigenholz, to also an adoptee to get a certified birth certificate law on the books, so adoptees could at least have a certified birth certificate, because that opens the door to a lot of things that aren't otherwise open.
Right.
But we need to get to a point where at the bare minimum, health records are accessible without doing a needle in the haystack search, so you understand what your biology is.
Right. Was it easy for you when you were? I didn't know you were adopted when I came here. This is great.
Well, I had a couple of advantages because being a public person, I knew some people, and a private eye got involved, and within 3 weeks, they had some information. And of course, the amazing thing is finding out that my mom was here.
Right.
And sisters were here.
Well, since I've been in Chicago, I have heard some amazing, I think the new thing that's happening are these DNA searches.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke at an event, and several of them had discovered the information through these 123, you know, DNA, Ancestry.com, all those. And it's opening up so much new information.
And really,
people.
With less, I don't want to say security, but less borders, boundaries, I guess is the word for it, less boundaries than laws that could be enacted very easily to protect folks. Because
absolutely.
As you said, birth parents, people who do an adoption, you have rights.
Right.
And there's a million reasons why you do it at the time you do it. And having someone come back into your life I mean, as you process this throughout your entire life, maybe you haven't told the whole story. Maybe you're with somebody else now.
Right.
Whatever reason.
Right.
You know, you have rights as well.
And it's so personal and so varied. In Adopting Hope, I have stories from adoptive parents, birth parents, and adoptees. And they give their stories as well as their suggestions, advice, what they learned, what they did right and wrong. And the birth parents, they're all varied. Some of them welcomed this, and it was just a dream come true. And for others, it was the worst nightmare.
Sure.
You know, this had been a secret. Nobody knew. And, you know, it's a shame after... I just talked to somebody yesterday. The mother was like 90, and she was still... had so much fear about being discovered
about
this
through her whole life.
Yes, and I mean the birth son is an amazing person, and it would be just such an enhancement to her life. But she can't get past, you know, how terrible time it was way back when.
In the book Adopting Hope, you lay out a bunch of things here. But when we talk about something as dramatic as meeting a birth parent, there are some things you need to do and not do.
Right, absolutely. Well, I'm so sorry. Absolutely. You have to, when you're searching out, you have to think about all sides, all perspectives, what this person is going through, too. And a lot of the adoptees I've talked to say, you know, you tend to be selfish as an adoptee.
Sure.
Because you're the center of it all, really.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can think about everybody else and respect their boundaries, you'll be much more successful, really, in your search. And, you know, obviously you go to where the adoption took place. And, you know, actually, I've heard so many different stories of how people have found. So I don't know if there's like a manual on how to find.
Yeah, there is no one way. My experience is a private investigator, and it's not cheap, but a private investigator, a lot of them are ex-cops. They know how to bend the rules. They know where to search in different places. The internet and DNA tests have made it much easier,
that
as you said.
That is amazing, yeah.
But the one piece of advice I try to pass on to people is don't assume you weren't wanted.
Oh, 100%.
Because that's the easy place to go as an adoptee.
Right.
Why didn't they want me?
Right.
The assumption should be, why couldn't they keep me? And then have that conversation if you need that for closure.
And also, I think, there's a lot of people who are trying to change this perception, but birth parents, it's the most difficult decision
you can
make. And when you do it, you do it because you love that child.
Mm-hmm.
So that assumption couldn't be farther from the truth. And
And we live in a world where, and in a country where you can legally end a pregnancy if you truly don't want the baby.
Right.
If you go through the experience of having the baby and trying to find an agency to give the baby a home that you can't provide for whatever reason, of course you wanted the child.
Right.
You just couldn't do it.
Right, exactly. And I think that is changing. There's a lot of campaigns out there now saying, you know, birth parents are probably the most courageous people. I mean, I'm tooting my own horn or anything, because it didn't feel courageous at the time. I was filled, racked with guilt, and, you know, it was not a heroic moment to me. But in the end, and the way things worked out, she's just got the best family, and we're all blended now.
Isn't
that
nice?
My daughters are her sisters. It's just it's had a great result. So I think for her, it was absolutely the best decision.
Well, it's been a blessing for me as well, because my kids and my granddaughter are all part of this extended family as well. It's all one big family now.
Yes.
So we're blessed. And by the way, it doesn't always work out that way, but that's another reason to get the book, Adopting Hope. You should get three copies, one for you, one for the birth parent, one for the birth mom. You know, get everybody one so they can all read it.
It's a great gift for anybody who has an adoption connection. And, you know, it's also got so much wisdom that could apply to step families,
sure,
blended families, anything that's kind of a challenge to negotiate.
New family things.
Yes, exactly.
Right? The new
absolutely
definition. We'll come back, talk more in a second. Why are you in town, by the way?
I did a speaking engagement at the Cradle in Evanston, and then I'm also speaking down at the Standard Club tomorrow at 11.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool topic.
Excited, yeah.
More on this in a second. Again, the book's called Adopting Hope. Wherever you buy books, you can get it today.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Talking with Lori Benson, former senior producer for Donahue, and a woman who put a child up for adoption, wrote a book about it afterwards, and the gut-wrenching experience it was, and the happy ending about it to have and not to hold. Her new book is Adopting Hope, about all aspects of this. It's completely unfair for me to do this, but in a minute, I want you to tell me how you tell a child they're adopted.
Well, I'll tell you what. You tell them the first minute you have them, and you continue telling them throughout their whole childhood, early, often. I think the biggest mistake and the biggest takeaway from the book for me was people who made the mistake of thinking they need to be ready to hear this, because then it continues and goes on and creates a big problem. If you grow up, my daughter's adoptive mother just did it so perfectly, and it was just part of her narrative. She never didn't know she was adopted, and her mom said, there's papers here, there's letters here. Yeah. When you're ready, they're in this drawer.
Right.
When you're ready, you can look. If you're never ready, that's fine too.
I had a very similar experience, and I agree with you 1,000%. Can people get a hold of you in some way?
Absolutely.
Ask questions?
My website is my name, LoriAntosBenson.com.
Okay.
And contact info is all there.
We'll link us or link you through that and appreciate it. Hope we can talk again.
Absolutely. I'd love it. Thank
congratulations
you.
On the family, first and foremost,
yes.
But congratulations on the book. The new book's Adopting Hope.